Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows, celebrating 9 years on the air, starting our 10th year. I can't wait. Not wishing my life away, though, but I'll tell you what, folks, we sure have a good time here, and I hope you can tell that, and I hope you are enjoying us and joining in the fun, especially when we have our good friend Barbara Weltman on the show. She's almost got a 9th anniversary coming up here in a couple of months or so. As you know, Barbara is our tax expert in the Brain Trust. She is just an incredible resource for us. She's written so many books on small business, including J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2006. And her new 2007 book, I think, is out probably right now. She's our good friend, Barbara. But welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be here. The new book should be out any day, and the new J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2007 is already out.
All right. Well, what's the news? What do you think? You know, Barbara, with this new election, with this election results that we have, you know, it makes me wonder if some of the tax stuff that we think we know about 2007 might be altered. What do you think?
Well, my feeling is that they're not going to be quick to alter. But whether we see any kind of positive things happening for small business is going to be another story entirely. Well, first of all, they haven't even Congress hasn't even gone home yet, the 109th Congress, and there's still work to be done because provisions had expired at the end of 2005, such as the research credit and the credit for hiring certain disadvantaged workers and a lot of personal tax breaks. They expired at the end of 2005 and had been expected to be extended. Now, the IRS is about to print up the tax forms, and we don't know whether these things are going to be extended or not. So we have to look this week and see what's going to happen.
Basically, this group of people that we've hired, that we pay quite well to not only give them a job, but for them to walk around on their little pedestals, basically haven't done their job. Is that what you're saying, Barbara?
Yes, that they've played politics with some of the with the things that people need the certainty to run their business.
So what they've decided, Barbara, is apparently what they've determined is that we elect them to go up there and basically protect themselves, not work for us. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, that seems to be that they play politics first and considerations for business seem to be second.
So what you're saying is that good work for the American people is actually kind of a byproduct of what they're in the world to do. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
folks, I know you can cut my sarcasm with a knife, but it's intentional. My sarcasm is intentional. I'm pretty disgusted with the whole political class right now, Barbara.
I can tell that.
Is there anything I said though, as sarcastic as it was? Is there anything I said though that wasn't accurate?
No, unfortunately, at this point, that's sort of where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, we have to cross our fingers and hope that they get things done at least an initial move for now, so we at least can deal with our 2006 taxes, and then we'll go forward and see where we stand for 2007. Now, in terms of what's going to happen, the committee makeups are going to be completely different. Remember, the chairs, for example, the head of the Ways and Means Committee.
Your buddy, Charlie Rangel.
Charles Rangel, exactly.
Yeah, and your old buddy there in New York.
Exactly, and he said his main focus is going to be on doing away or fixing the alternative minimum tax.
Which, you know what, if he does that, that will be maybe the single most important thing in his long congressional career. What do you think?
Well, I would certainly applaud that, but to be realistic, in order, because that tax raises so much money.
Only 50 billion.
Yeah, they can't just do away with that unless they do away with some other tax breaks.
Right.
So it's going to be a question of who loses what.
They're going to get rid of alternative minimum tax and go after the other tax breaks. And I have to say, Barbara, that is a debate that's worth having, isn't it?
Well, it's always, it's who's in power, who gets to hand out the goodies.
No, but I mean, if the alternative minimum tax is costing more and more middle-class people a lot of taxes, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, because don't forget, the very wealthy people are not in the alternative minimum tax because they pay a lot of regular tax.
Right.
And the very lower people, either they don't pay any tax or they're mm-hmm. just not subject to the AMT. So it's certainly catching the people who are basically with income between, usually like in round numbers, between $100,000 and
$500,000. Mm-hmm. Not all, but most people listening are not in that. If you make $200,000-$400,000, you're in the top 2% of the American population, aren't you?
You certainly are in the upper echelon. But the problem is that people. It's easy for people, let's say, in certain parts of the country, for example, a high-tax state like New York, and you pay property taxes, it's easy, between the state income tax and the property tax, to easily put you in the alternative mm-hmm. minimum tax.
That would be a good thing for them to do. If they could do something with the alternative minimum tax, it just needs to be abolished, Barbara. It is a joke. On us, and we've gone through over the years why the purpose of its origin doesn't even exist anymore. It hasn't for 20 years.
That's true, since 1986 when they did away with tax shelters, and that was the reason why the AMT came into effect in the first place.
Right.
When they found that just 69 people did not pay any tax because of the tax shelters, which
mm-hmm.
now you don't exist anymore. So
right. You're
absolutely right. And in fact, last November, when the president's tax reform panel released its report, they did advocate doing away with the AMT.
This would be, if AMT could go away and we could find a proper resolution for that, that wouldn't be one reason why it'd be good if that the Democrats came into power in the House and in the Senate. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Barbara Weltman. We're going to get Barbara to give us some tax tips when we come back after these messages. Stay with us, please.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy anniversary, baby. It's great to be with you on our 9th anniversary. Can't imagine celebrating with anybody better than our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Tax Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2006, and the new one's out 2007, right, Barb?
That's correct.
And give us your website, too, Barbara.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
All right. Barbara, give us some tax tips for as we wrap up 2006.
Well, for small business owners, key is taking advantage of the opportunity to expense the cost of equipment and other things that you need to buy for your business. So, for example, if you're thinking of upgrading your computer, now's a good time to do it. You'll be able to write off the entire cost. The dollar limit for 2006 is $108,000. And you can take this break whether you finance the purchase in whole or in part. Or whether you buy something that's pre-owned or...
And it now includes software, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So that's a real good opportunity to take advantage. The other thing is, if you've had a good year, you certainly want to be able to save towards your retirement on Uncle Sam. And one of the ways to do that is to set up a qualified retirement plan. And as long as you sign the paperwork by January, by the end of December, you have until the extended due date of your turn to put the money in.
And two questions. Number one, where do I get the paperwork? Who do I set this paperwork up with? And what kind of a plan do I set up?
Well, you know, those are two great questions. One, you can set up plans with through brokerage firms, mutual funds, insurance companies. It depends on the kinds of investments you're going to want to put into your plan.
What about your bank? Could you go to your bank and do it?
I think that you probably could because of a lot of banks have a brokerage-type service,
right.
But it's not like an FDIC kind of insured plan. So, you know, don't get confused just because it's in the same building.
Right.
So that's one opportunity. You have a lot of different choices on the kinds of plans, including, and this is something that a lot of people who work by themselves, even if you're the only person, if you're, let's say, you know, a freelancer or you're the only person in your business, you can set up a solo 401k, which is the kind of plan that will allow you to put away, you know, a lot of money for yourself.
Mm-hmm. How much? How much in any one year?
Well, this year, for example, if you're 50 or older, you'd be able to put up upwards of $49,000.
Wow!
Into that plan.
Wow!
For 2006. So
of course
again,
you can put as much as you, well, and that and $49,000 and shelter it. Actually, have it be tax deductible.
Yes, it's tax. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all going to be tax deductible.
It would all be pre-tax dollars to go in.
Pre-tax dollars go in. You also want to look at though the opportunity of setting up a Roth 401k, which is a kind of plan where you're putting in after-tax dollars. But the great thing about that is once the money's in for at least 5 years and you don't touch it till you're over 59 and a half. Everything comes out tax-free.
Mm-hmm. So if you had
really
more
good.
Than you wanted to put in there, invest more money than you were allowed to deduct, whether that's $5,000 or $50,000, a Roth 401k, you'd still pay taxes on it. It'd be with after-tax dollars, but whatever the yield was that came out after 5 years would be tax-free.
Right, but the overall limit of putting the money in is the same as if you had a traditional 401k.
So you still can't put more than $49,000.
Yeah, because you can only put in $15,000 or up to $20,000 into the 401k, and the rest would be company matching.
I see what you mean.
So it's the same traditional 401k limit, which this year is $15,000 or $20,000 if you're 50 or older.
I see. All right. What are some other things that we need to know about?
Well, you know, there's all the same kinds of traditional year-end tax planning, or stocking up on supplies and making charitable contributions and just basically deciding, you know, looking at your business at this point in the year and getting a handle on, is this going to be a good year or a bad year, and the kind of strategies that you need to take to optimize that position.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about filing? What about electronic filing? Is that going to be something that's going to be increased this year?
Well, electronic filing is, you know, it's available for all kinds of, for every kind of return now, including all your employment returns. So,
and my business return?
Your business, that's right. Your business returns, your income tax returns, and in fact, it's also available for if you have employees that you want to file W-2 forms for, you can file that electronically with the Social Security Administration. Yeah, electronic filing is certainly here to stay and being expanded all the time, and it's
and before long it'll be required, won't it, of everyone?
Well, certainly large corporations must do
right.
It now, and
give us your website, please.
It's barbarawelman.com.
Lots of good stuff there, folks, including more about our books and tax tips
and free some newsletter.
Free newsletter, that's right, at barbarawelman.com. Thank you, Barbara, for being here. Good job today. See you next time. Quick break, right back with Dr. Eugene Greisman. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.